Hey guys, Steve Booth back with another episode of my podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to this podcast. I really appreciate it, guys, and I love a lot of the messages that you send me, the feedback. If you do some of the homework items, you do the activities, you take action and you apply what we go through, it's really good to hear your messages and all of your ongoing support. I haven't podcasted in a few weeks now. It's been a pretty hectic time. I just ran a fitness retreat over in Thailand, and that was an amazing experience for the guys. I took a group of guys over there who are all searching for more in their life, all wanting to transform and learn how to start playing at a higher level in their life, and it was incredible. We did Muay Thai kickboxing. We stayed at a five-star resort over there. It was a really cool experience. But today's episode and this podcast, I didn't want to talk about the retreat. I wanted to help you guys understand what you need to focus on to get a change, to get proper change when it comes to your body or your lifestyle. And there's really one thing that you need to do more than anything else. As you guys know, success in an area of your life, it's not one act. It's not one gigantic, great big thing that you do once. It's in the little things on a daily basis. Yeah, success isn't this massive one-time thing. To transform your body, losing 20 kilos of fat and gaining 20 kilos of muscle, like that doesn't just happen by signing up to a program, or it doesn't just happen by doing this one really badass workout or doing your meal preparation this one time. The success is kind of boring, right? Success is not the glamorous stuff that you see in the media, or on the Facebook pages, or on the Instagram posts. Success isn't just that after photo of people doing the enjoyable, cool, fun stuff. It's in the boring tasks. Success leaves clues, and it's just a bunch of boring tasks that you've got to do consistently. Success is kind of boring, right? And people don't see it that way because that's not sexy, so people can't promote it. But at the end of the day, you getting results with your body transformation, with your financial success, with your any success that you want to have in your life, comes down to you falling in love with the mundane, boring tasks, the simple stuff, right? You falling in love with going to the gym and working out. If you don't love going to the gym and working out, then it's going to be really difficult for you to get results with your body transformation and sustain it in the long run. That's just the truth. You can punish yourself and train your ass off for 3 months, get some good results, but if you haven't fallen in love with the process, it's not going to be sustainable. It's just the simple truth. You have to fall in love with the boring tasks that you have to do in order to get results. So if you want to have financial success, you need to fall in love with seeing your bank account grow. If you don't love saving money and feel good about it, you don't enjoy looking for deals, you don't enjoy the stock market investing, you don't enjoy looking at businesses, you don't enjoy that stuff, and you don't fall in love with the process of generating wealth, then it's just going to be a big chore and a big burden, and you're going to have to try and will yourself to do it constantly. It makes it so much harder. If you don't fall in love with the process of counting your calories, of looking for cool new recipes, trying out healthy food, and you don't love that process, it's going to be very difficult for you to be healthy, right? Think about the things that you do at the moment, that you enjoy, that you do for fun, right? These exciting tasks or things that you have to do. You do it because you love the process. And so if you want to achieve success, you've got to understand first, what does the goal look like? Then what does the path require for me to go from where I am now to live the lifestyle that's going to give me the result that I want? Right, if you want to have an amazing body, well, first off, we've got to understand why, right? Because it's not for everybody. And then what does that lifestyle look like? For you to maintain that body, what do people have to do to maintain that ideal body? We've got to start falling in love with the process on how we're going to get there. If you want to be rich, which a lot of people do, right? People want to be rich, yet nobody wants to put in the hard work. Nobody actually wants to do the stuff that's required to achieve that sort of success. Everybody in the back of their mind wants success, and you're listening to this podcast because you want success, whatever that means to you. But half the time, you're just not willing to put in the work because you're not falling in love with the process. If you're just in it for the big payoff at the end, you're going to have a miserable life. You've got to enjoy the journey, enjoy the transformation. Just like the guys that I coach with their body transformation, I help them for 12 months and people change in that 12 months because they don't go super hardcore with their training and everything up front. They're slowly enjoying the process of change. They're enjoying the workouts. They enjoy talking about their nutrition. They enjoy this stuff. And the more that they start to fall in love with the process of growth and change, the easier it'll be. And I did a webinar for my guys last night, and one of the guys said that his biggest win at the moment, and the thing that he's just crushing at the moment, is that it's now a lifestyle for him. He just loves the process of pushing himself, and now his biggest win is that he doesn't have to think about it anymore. He doesn't have to will himself to go to the gym and push himself to go and do this stuff because he's fallen in love with the process. It's become a hobby. And so you need to understand whatever goal that you want to get to, like get clarity on what that looks like and make sure that it's fucking important to you because the tasks to get you there are pretty boring and mundane generally. So you've got to fall in love with that process. Think of it this way. Think about an Olympian, right? An Olympian swimmer, right? Someone who is at the peak of their sport. They go to the Olympics and they do their 50 meter freestyle and they are an Olympic swimmer. Right, you can do it because yes, you want that victory, right? You want that victory, you want the medal, you want to be an Olympian. That motivation's only going to get you so far. For someone to get to that level, they don't just love the fact of winning and getting to that goal. They love the fucking process. They got there because they love rocking up every single morning to training sessions. They love eating the right foods. They love talking about swimming through and through. They are a swimmer. They love doing it. That's how they got there. Because they fell in love with the process. Because if you're in it and you don't enjoy swimming, you're just doing it because, you know, you're quite genetically good at it or whatever, and you are in it for the payoff at the end, you're going to have a shit miserable life and you're going to be far less likely to achieve that success and get that desired result. Like Tiger Woods, like Conor McGregor, anyone that's at the top of their field, look, think about it. They're at the top of their field and they've achieved success that others wish they had purely because they fell in love with the simple, what a lot of people consider boring, mundane tasks that they just stayed consistent with over time, right? So you've got to find out what is the process for you to get to the desired goal that you have, and then how can you start to fall in love with that process, right? What are we going to do to get really good at it, make it easy, make it flexible, make it fit your lifestyle, make it so you actually enjoy it, make it fun, do it with other people? Like, what are some of the things that you're going to do to start making this enjoyable in your life? For me, I just loved challenging myself. I became addicted with it. I started small. Start small and slowly work your way into it. Right? Make it a game. Make it a challenge. Get other people involved. Right? This is when you can start to really see momentum and enjoy the process. I think that getting together with other people who are also inspired and enjoy it, it's going to rub off on you. So a big thing that I see with the guys that I coach, when they want to start to fall in love with the process of transforming their body, I get them competing with each other. I get them in the live videos together. I get that community spirit. And when you're part of a tribe of people who are all pushing forwards, it makes it a lot more fun. When there's the goals, when there's rewards, when I take guys on retreats to Phuket, Thailand, there's something that they work towards and they enjoy and they see measurable change. And this can start to build that addiction, build that hobby, and build that motivation to keep going forwards because they're falling in love with the process. It's a habit. They can see themselves getting better. And you need to find that for you as well. So guys, I hope this podcast has helped you. I hope this has kind of given you a bit of clarity, a bit of focus around what you need to do to get results in your life, which really stems down to you falling in love with the process. Because if you don't love the process, maybe it's time to look at doing something else. If you're in a career right now and you don't love the process of what's doing the stuff that's required to get that promotion or grow or get the ideal position that you want, well, then you're in the wrong career, right? Like I'm an ambitious guy, and in my career, if that's what you want to call it, of being a fitness coach, a life coach, like I've got massive goals for where I want to go, and there's certain things, certain boring tasks that I need to do to get there. For me to be the number one health and fitness coach and body transformation coach in the world, running massive large-scale retreats, having a big coaching organization, transforming millions of people's lives. For me to do that, to have best-selling books, to be speaking on big stages around the world, for me to do this stuff, it's not just the glamorous stuff that's going to be involved. It's me doing the marketing every day, doing the sales, training people, coaching people. There's so much work that's involved. And if I didn't fall in love with that process, if I didn't love the hard work that's required every single day to get me to that goal, I'll just be shit and I'll never achieve any success. And I'll live a miserable life because I'll be half-assing it. So if you don't love the shit that you should be doing to get you to the next level, then you need to find something else. Just straight up. You either find love in it or you just do something else and you change the goal marker. That's the most important thing. Otherwise, you're just going to be in the wrong path. You're not going to be able to fully apply yourself and you won't achieve the level of success that you deserve, that you straight up deserve. So guys, hope this has helped. If it has, let me know how you go. Or if you want to share some thoughts or have a chat about it, let me know also. Just send me back a voice message or a message. And if you have any other questions or any shared thoughts. And guys, I'll see you guys in the next one.